It has been months in the making, but today, students and staff return to the Boston Public Schools. In a video for students and parents, Boston Mayor Marty Walsh had this message as the day kicked off.
We spent the summer making our school building safe for everyone and revamping online learning, and we're ready to have a successful year. It's okay to feel nervous or uncertain. Nothing about 2020 has felt normal.
So how did it feel as the school day comes to an end? How'd it go today? WBUR's Carrie Young has been keeping up with it and joins us now. Welcome back, Carrie.
Hi, Tiziana.
So, Carrie, I'll just ask you, how did it go? What are you hearing?
Yeah, so I've been checking in with several people throughout the day, and from what I've been hearing is so far so good overall. A couple people said that they had a few tech issues, but nothing major. One thing I have been hearing a little bit of is an issue with their system for marking kids present or absent. But other than that, I've seen a couple of reports on Twitter about spilled juice or water on keyboards and a little bit of yawning during class time. So some things would be expected either way, but overall,
I was going to say, juice and yawning sound like things that would happen regardless of where you did your schooling today. So what are you hearing from parents and students? What are the reactions? How are people feeling about it?
Yeah, well, going into this first day here in Boston, I've been talking to a lot of parents, especially before things got going. One way I did that was to drop in on the Countdown to Kindergarten event last week. And really, you could feel this sense of mostly excitement and a little bit of anxiety. One mom, Jasmine Velasquez, her son was going into kindergarten, and she said he was very excited to start big boy school this week. But for her, she was, you know, a little bit concerned about him because he's a very visual learner, and, you know, she's really not sure how he's going to do with the Zoom classroom.
Interacting with other kids and professors, his teachers, and everything. So it does make me a little bit nervous that he's going to be seeing them through a computer screen.
What about teachers, Carrie? Especially this has been contentious coming into the beginning of this school year. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, there have been a lot of negotiations that have been going on, in the last couple weeks, even probably the last several days. And union leaders for right now, from what I'm hearing, is that, you know, overall, teachers are glad that the district is starting the year remotely rather than just jumping right into in-person instruction and that hybrid model. I'm also hearing that there has been a lot of progress made in that quality of remote teaching. Last year, it was sort of this crisis schooling, sort of everyone just tried their best and, there wasn't as much training around it. This year, it's definitely different, more professional development. There's less of a learning curve and anxiety around that. But there is some anxiety building from some teachers that I've heard of, around how hybrid learning is going to work, because that's something that they haven't done before, balancing both kids at home and some in their classroom. So I talked to East Boston kindergarten teacher Alana Ainsworth about this. And she said it's all of the unanswered questions that are making her nervous.
And I understand. Yeah, we're going to have these cameras that follow teachers around. But like, what if I'm supposed to be teaching a kid one on one? Like, it's just a lot of those little details. And like, I'm in kindergarten, so we have to take the kids to the bathroom and toileting and accidents happen. And where's the PPE for that? Because I still haven't seen it in the office.
Yeah, so I mean, as you can hear, there are definitely a lot of questions for a lot of different scenarios that are just going to have to be like worked through. We did hear from Boston Superintendent Brenda Caselius about this. She addressed that very concern on WBUR's Morning Edition today, and here's how she responded.
That is a very valid concern. However, I do think as they get into the classroom and as they do that work with one another and they learn from one another, that it'll become less burdensome and less bumpy for them.
So let's compare and contrast, Carrie, because Boston had a delayed start compared to some other districts. Are things different in Boston than elsewhere in this first day or so?
I mean, for the most part, no, from what I can tell. There are quite a few districts that did try that hybrid learning approach right off the bat. I know that that was the case in Lexington. That's where I was last week. And there are a lot of other districts like that, whereas Boston, however, is phasing in. You know, they're not having students come into the building until next month. So that's some of the differences that I'm seeing. But again, they are not alone in this. Boston was a little bit later than most districts in starting. And that was something that came up in negotiations with their teachers, and that they really used that time for professional development, for things like improving their remote teaching that we talked about earlier, and then also just, you know, working on ways for teachers to they're expecting more trauma for kids to come in having experienced trauma from this time away from the classroom. So they really took the time to get teachers and school support staff trained up on how to effectively deal with that coming in this this fall.
So Carrie, you've had this really unique catbird seat these last couple of weeks as schools have begun to come back in all of these different modes. Is there anything that has particularly surprised you or stood out to you, or that is of particular note that you weren't expecting as you've watched this unfold and talked to all these communities?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just keep going back to the one of the very first days of when the school building shut down and just being in that Boston administration building and the lights were off and it was dark and it's this like usually bustling building. You know, going from that point, at that point, it seemed like, oh, how are we going to get to this first day of school? It was such a monumental task. And yet here we are. There was so much work that was done, you know, whether it was in Boston or in other districts to try to like logistically plan out how all of this is going to work. And so, you know, there are some points of tension still. There's negotiations that are still ongoing. But for the most part, I mean, I've heard from most people, I've heard excitement about today and these last couple weeks, depending on where you started. So I think I don't want to say that's surprising. Maybe that was pleasantly surprising that there wasn't as much animosity going into this. It's more excitement because people just want to get started, get back to that routine, and you know, try to get back to some sort of normalcy there.
That's WBUR education reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, we're going to continue to watch this unfold. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.